People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
As our population grows and our economy faces ever more serious challenges, the demand for housing, and especially affordable housing, goes up. In California, state funding is provided through bond measures that allocate funds that by necessity become depleted. In California, even more than elsewhere in the United States, the subprime mortgage crisis has resulted in a foreclosure crisis that's increased demand for affordable housing dramatically. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing, where today's guest is Lynn Jacobs, Director of the California Department of Housing and Community Development. Welcome, Lynn.
I'm delighted to be here.
Excellent. Let's frame our discussion today by describing the nature of the problem in California. For instance, how wide, Lynn, is the gap between what many workers earn, people like teachers, nurses, truck drivers, police officers, and what it costs to actually procure decent housing?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You know, one thing that I know about California is that California is such a diverse state that there is no one-size-fits-all answer to any question. In California, we grow by 500,000 people per year. And for that amount of population growth, we need to build 220,000 housing units per year. This year, we will be, I believe, under 70,000 units. Since 1989, we have never built in any one year the 220,000 housing units that we need. So we have a housing deficit of about 2 million housing units.
And what happens to those people?
Well, they live either in overcrowded conditions, they're overpaying, or sadly, they are without any kind of shelter at all. So we have actually a supply and affordability crisis at every level in California. Now, many people will say, well, there's all these foreclosures for sale, so we must have an oversupply of housing. That we couldn't be further from the case. We have a financial crisis, not a housing supply problem. We do have the housing supply problem from lack of supply, but we do not have too much housing. We have housing that's available that's still priced above the means of people who need housing.
Not to mention the unavailability of credit.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we forget when we're talking about the foreclosure crisis is that 22% of the foreclosures in California are investor-owned properties. So what that means is those are properties that had previously been rental housing stock. And what has happened, as you're quite aware of, is that unfortunately, many renters have been making their rent payments, have also paid first and last month deposits, but have no control over whether or not the property owner is making their mortgage payments. So many people have been kicked out of foreclosures where they have been paying monthly payments on a regular and an on-time basis.
Do you have any estimate as to how many people have been impacted in that way?
We don't have good numbers on this problem because it's an evolving problem and every day something new happens in the financial and the housing markets that change how we look at the numbers. But the best number we've been able to get is 22% of the foreclosures. Our foreclosure rate is very high. We have, as a state, we have 25% of the foreclosures in the nation. So the numbers are pretty staggering.
And has it peaked at this point, or do you anticipate more to come?
There are many reasons for foreclosures. One reason, of course, is people losing their jobs. Another reason is inappropriate loan products with acceleration payments increasing dramatically. I'm happy to say that in California, our job base has remained pretty steady. But where we do see even more problems in the future is on adjustable rate loans. We've had a lot of adjustments in rates in the last 12 months, but we think it's going to be another 6 months of adjustments on rates. And so whether people can negotiate with their bank to turn their loans into fixed rate loans, or not is going to tell the tale on whether our foreclosures will increase dramatically over the next 6 months.
And there's a real domino effect, I would imagine, in terms of revenue to the state as well from all these foreclosures.
Well, there's always, certainly as the cost of housing goes down, property tax income goes down as well. And that's a major source of income for not only the state, but for local government and for our schools. So that's one factor in this problem. But here at the Department of Housing, what we're concerned about more than anything is making sure that everybody in California has a safe and healthy place to live. So that's the perspective we look at this problem from.
And in the meantime, the funds that were allocated by the passage of Proposition 1C by California voters are just dwindling, right? We're using that money, and at some point that money runs out. And what are our options? To go back once again to the voters?
Well, absolutely. We Proposition 1C, which is the largest housing bond in the history of the United States, $2.85 billion, was passed in November of 2006. And we predicted that we would be able to get this money out quickly and that we would be out of funds by 2010. So what we've been doing as an initiative of Governor Schwarzenegger has been working on developing a permanent source of funding affordable housing that will be in place in 2010 when the bond funds run out.
And what is the process that you have to go through to secure that permanent source?
Well, what we have been doing is, first of all, outreaching to our communities across California to get ideas from the business community, the education community, the local government, and the housing community, and anyone who wants to come to our meetings. We've had 11 meetings throughout the state from Chico down to San Diego in the first half of the year, and we've been synthesizing and taking the results of what we heard from these meetings. We have a website, if you don't mind me mentioning it.
Please do.
www.hcd.ca.gov. So it's HCD, California Government. And there's a permanent source icon there, and it's an interactive website where you can see what we're doing, but also give us input if you have any ideas, and we are very excited to get any ideas that we can. So right now we're taking all the ideas we heard on both what we should be spending money on, how much money we need to raise, and what kinds of sources we should be looking at for the money. We've been dealing with those three questions. We're going to be refining the information, going back out to our stakeholders and getting more input on what our recommendations are. And we are looking forward to the governor presenting this program to the public for our 2009 housing agenda.
Once we have a budget, that is, right?
Well, this process is outside of the budget process, so we're going to keep going ahead developing this, and despite what's happening as far as the state budget.
What kind of programs, Lynn, are currently funded with the Proposition 1C money?
We have a variety of programs. We fund the construction of housing, rental housing for low-income families, special needs housing for people with either physical disabilities or medical and rehab needs. We fund down payment assistance for first-time buyers. And for the first time, we have some new programs that encourage infill development by financing infrastructure for housing, like parks, streets, landscaping, sewer systems, and water systems, so that we can redevelop our cities and make sure that we can do denser, more environmentally sustainable development throughout California.
And what do you see as the role of the nonprofit organizations like Eden Housing in this housing crisis?
Well, the nonprofit housing organizations have had a key role and will continue to do so in both producing housing as well as managing housing, because it's very difficult to put together housing projects and get them built, but it's even more important once they're built to manage them so that they continue to be very secure, safe, and sustainable for our residents who need housing.
And to preserve them as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So once again, let's give that web address for people to weigh in and to learn more about meetings that might be happening in their area.
Absolutely. It's www.hcd.ca.gov.
Excellent. Lynn Jacobs, Director of the California Department of Housing and Community Development, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Thanks for including me.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.